A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspans Radio, back from the movies.
What's up, guys?
It's your boys, Plumbing the Death Star, and we are back, baby.
Yeah!
You asked for it, and here it is. Hashtag let me die. Oh, we saw
it's
a movie.
Return.
Fuck,
it's
did
back.
We ever.
We the saw a movie.
The people have asked for it, and we've supplied and
They're
delivered.
Like, hey. Where was it? Justice League's out. Where did you go?
You know, I'm listening and I hear the birds and I hear the bugs, but I don't hear the boys.
Here it is. Here it is. What the fuck did we think of this piece of shit film known as the Justice League?
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody.
The most amazing thing.
I buried in the title there, didn't I?
Yeah, look, you buried
anyway.
It later.
Also, I'd just like to point out that this is back in our Plumbing the Death Star feed, one time only offer.
Yeah.
Well, not one time only. So, yeah. Just a quick explanation of where this show has been and why it disappeared. Mm-hmm. If you're not part of our Patreon or Sandspans Plus, we actually do have a new show called What Did We Think of That? Which is this.
Yeah.
But, there hasn't been any midnight screenings in Australia. The last one that happened here was Fate of the Furious, which unfortunately we didn't go to. I had to work it. Justice League didn't have one either. So... sorry, but like we haven't not been
just
doing
not
them.
Been in a position.
We've like, been well rested.
Yeah,
and Australia
got it
just
out 8 hours. It's been lovely. I've loved it. Loved every moment.
Cinema in Australia is dying, I guess, and no one wants
good.
To go to the
look,
movies
that's
real
the
late.
Takeaway. Yeah.
Anyway,
look as a man who really hates going to see a film at midnight,
it's been working in your favor.
I'm glad. I really hope that we as a nation are just like stop it. No,
I hope we get more 6 a.m. screenings.
Oh, like
Star Wars has
yes.
a 3 a.m. screening.
Why?
Well, because like the midnight, well, the midnight screening sold out. So like, you still want to see it in the middle of the night? 3
fuck
a.m. What if you want to see it twice in one day?
That's fucked.
Oh, maybe I should.
Give me
no.
A
no.
Loose.
No, no, no,
that's
no.
Loose.
Give me a 6 a.m. Like I'll go see it at 6 a.m. I'm happy for that.
Midday screening.
This
that's
also
what
seems
about.
Like the perfect time to quickly plug this. Your boys, Joel Dusha and Jackson Bailey, and potentially, probably, Adam Carnevale are attending the live recording of the Steel Wars podcast straight after the midnight screening of The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
We will post a ticket link on our social media once it becomes available to us. Steel is currently working on a poster.
Come on down and watch me be like, it was fine, and Steel be like, God, I hate you, Jackson.
And I'll be like, I'm so tired. It's because the live show will be taking place around 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
We're going to be some cooked boys.
It's going to kill us.
Yeah, and that's exciting. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Justice League. Something I find amazing about this movie is that I came away from it. Obviously, we all hated it. That kind of goes without saying.
Like, no.
Okay, out of 10, what do we give it? I'm giving it maybe a 2, maybe 2.5.
I might give it a 3.
I'm going to give it, I've gone to the shower, and like I'm showering, and I'm like, I need to pierce, and I've pierced. In the drain, and then that piss has then come out of the shower on me. And now I'm showering in my own piss. Out of 10.
So yeah,
let's try and come up with a piss-related metaphor for how we feel about this film. For me, this film was like I've sat down on the toilet in a public bathroom, mm-hmm. and the moment I've sat down, I've realized that when I looked at the toilet to see if it was clean, I didn't fully see, and now I've sat in piss, and there's piss on the underside of my thigh, and yeah. it's a stranger's piss, but I'm already shitting.
Yeah.
So I just have to hack it and cop it until I'm done and can clean myself up, and I'm out. So when am I going to properly get that piss off my body?
Yeah. So for me, it's like, I've gone a bit wild. I'm like, you know what? I reckon I'm into water sports.
Sure.
It's going to be great for me. And I built up in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm like psyched up. I'm like, I'm really into this. This is for me. I'm like, yes, piss all over me. This is going to be fantastic. And the moment it hits, I'm like, nope.
Oh man.
I've made a mistake.
That's yours is almost the worst.
Oh, God damn.
You are so pro. This,
oh, no. I've made an error.
An unfortunate plumbing accident. Yours was on you.
A plumbing mishap. I'm plumbing the Death Star.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was looking forward to this film. Like I was, and maybe not for the reasons that they wanted me to be excited. I was thinking this was gonna be like a hot nightmare, kind of like BVS, and it wasn't. Mm. It was dull. It was boring. It was mediocre.
See, for me, like I'm such a DC fanboy, so like every time one of these movies comes out, I'm excited because like I love the characters, and I'm like fucking. I hope somebody does one of the. Nope, done him wrong again. Done bad by him once more.
Let's get into this before we... I reckon this is probably a good launching off point.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you rank Justice League out of the DCEU films? So I'll go first because I thought about mine on the drive here.
All right, let me think.
Wonder Woman is the best film, but I think if I had to rewatch... So I'll put Wonder Woman first, but I'll come back to that. So Wonder Woman, Batman v Superman,
mm-hmm.
Man of Steel, a very long pause... Justice League Suicide Squad. But it's close.
I'm almost the same, but I might switch Suicide Squad and Justice League. Just because, like, I can tell what... it's hard. I don't know.
For me, I think it's basically the same.
Justice League and Suicide Squad have the same issues, but the Justice League characters are infinitely more annoying. The Suicide Squad characters are
absolutely. I've actually seen Justice League twice now in this week, but I don't think I would happily go watch or even unhappily go watch Suicide Squad.
I've seen Suicide Squad twice, the second time because I was showing Ryder, who was like, I don't care, it's fine. I couldn't watch it the second, like I my body physically stopped me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I'm trying to like think of the soundtrack and I'm kind of like, I don't like it. Yeah, I 100% agree with you there, Dusha.
Yeah. I think I'm the same, but I might put Man of Steel after Justice League and before Suicide Squad because Man of Steel I couldn't watch again. I was just so bored. Like...
Yeah.
So it's not like horrible. It's just very, who cares? It's the most boring DC film, I'll say.
I don't know.
I didn't find Justice League boring. I just found it terrible.
I actually found it boring. In fact, I leant over in the middle of the film and said to Zamet, I'm so bored.
Yeah,
which
like
is rare for me. I usually sit through shit all the time.
Yeah.
Blade Runner is an incredible film. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. If a movie was going to make me fidgety, it's going to be that slow-burning movie.
Loved it.
Sick. Loved so it. Good. Justice League, 2 hours, an hour in, I was like...
See, I wasn't... I just was like, this is bad. This is bad. This is like... It's like someone's giving you a piece of burnt chicken. You're like, this is a bad meal. Objectively, there's nothing good about this.
Yeah.
It's bad. I'll eat it.
Mine was like, they'd given me burnt chicken, but it was like the 20th time in a row it had burnt chicken. And I was like, it's bad, but I'm used to it, but I'm bored by this.
Mm.
Give me wet chicken instead. If you want to mix up the Batman v Superman, wet chicken.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Just unbridled chaos, the film.
Yeah. Like, I think... No, I don't put BVS above one.
See, that's what I was going to say. I reckon if I had to rewatch a DC film, I'd happily go Batman v Superman.
Yeah, I've watched BVS multiple times, and like, fuck, I have such a good time with it. It's great, but like, it's terrible. But it's great. But this film was Justice League. Like, and I hate that it's called Justice League. Every time you try and abbreviate it, you're like, JL.
Just
stop there. Well, I want to say the A, but it's not.
Well, it's clever, because if they called it Justice League of America, I would have put my foot down straight away and been like, Wonder Woman is not American. And
she's from the actress is from Israel.
And she's using a normal accent, but she's from
she's
ancient Greek.
Yeah, Amazonian.
Amazonian. Yeah.
Not in America.
No.
In the sea.
Well, speaking of in the sea, Atlantis.
Maybe it was part of like one of the East Coast.
It doesn't matter. Under this, the ocean is not America's.
Yeah.
It's Justice League of the World. I would have accepted that as a title.
Yeah.
JLW. I do like how they shied away a lot from saying Justice League.
Yeah.
It was good.
Don't call your movie Justice League and shy away from saying It's the Avengers Initiative.
Yeah.
They're like,
Here we are. Yeah. This is what it is.
Actually, they didn't say Justice League at all, did they?
No. Nah.
They said League and Justice.
But never together.
Separately.
They said, I'm a fan of Justice. No, I'm a fan of truth. And a fan of justice.
And also justice.
Superman was good in this movie, but his upper lip stressed me.
Oh my god, it's so noticeable.
Oh, is it? Isn't it just? Oh, but you know what? I really wish that... Well, first off, I'm going to shout out to Paramount Pictures for being like, no, he's keeping that mo. Because like, fuck, well done.
Can we find out what it's for?
Mission Impossible 6, I think.
That movie will do better than this. So,
Okay, two quick things on that. One, this is the worst opening for a DCEU film, but is by far the priciest one. So this could be the end of the DCEU.
Fingers crossed.
Two, after they did the reshoots for Justice League, Tom Cruise broke his ankle and had to delay shoots on Mission Impossible 6 for 3 months anyway. So do you know what could have happened in that 3 months? Henry Cavill could have grown back that mustache.
Fuck, that's
so
good.
Beautiful.
Imagine though, let's imagine for a second that this film was made in the 80s and they didn't have the technology to get rid of his mustache and had to use a prosthetic or, like makeup.
Or they drew what Cesar Romero did. Just paste it over. I wish they'd gone the other way and said, you know what? Keep the mustache. Let's digitalize it back in the other shots. I would have been very happy.
I thought it would have been, just give him a goatee like Zod. Then you're like, oh, that's what happens to a Kryptonian that's dead for a long time.
Dead for a year.
They grow a goatee, no hair up the side of the cheeks, but just around the lips and chin.
Oh, fuck. That would be funny also because Paramount would have to be like, you can't grow to the mustache, and Warner Brothers like, we'll make a deal with you. What about a goatee?
Yeah. But yeah, so well done for them for just like digging in their heels and like, we refuse.
And good on you, DC, for being like, you're just clearly not powerful enough to fight the
Mission Impossible 6. You're like, sure. I fear Tom Cruise.
Okay, he'll keep the star. Like, I hope that mustache is like so important in Mission Impossible.
Oh, I hope the opening scene of the film is him shaving. Oh.
I really like
if I was Paramount, I'd be like, hey, Henry Cavill, we got some reshoots we just need you to do. Oh, my word.
Imagine,
please, Paramount. Please.
I really love the idea of like, they're like, okay, it's fine. We'll just digitally get rid of it. And then they're showing the guy who made that decision just scenes of that. And he just,
It looks like he's got either had Botox or it's like weirdly distracting. You know when, I forget what it's called, but
Uncanny
it's like,
Valley?
No, like a lip.
Like a hair lip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he had a hair lip.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's just distracting.
It's just cause... not what you... His face didn't look like that before.
Yeah. Because like a hair lip in real life, barely noticeable because you're like, that's just their face. Yeah. But like when a man goes from not that to that to not that again...
Confusing.
Yeah, very strange.
So what we always get, we got categories for this.
Oh yeah, things we liked, things we didn't like, things that didn't make sense.
Things we liked. One scene.
Yeah.
One scene only.
There's one. It's not even a scene. There's a shot.
So one shot in a scene where Superman's back from the dead and they're all fighting him and Flash runs around the side and he's like, I got this. And you just see like Superman's eyes move.
That was great. That's
and then it goes back to Flash's face like, what? And then it back to Superman and he just starts tracking
That's
him.
Like something out of a horror movie. Good. That's great. That's Flash being like, my powers... Oh, shit. That was the only time in that movie where I was like, oh, shit, a threat.
Yeah. That's another thing about this whole film. I did not feel any tension.
Categories?
Sorry?
Things we liked. All right,
unless you didn't like that there was no tension, in which case I'll allow it.
I actually liked the start. Hang on. Let me. I liked the idea that Batman was doing detectiveness.
Yes.
But I didn't like the whole thing. But I liked that he was... You know, I like the process of I'm going to try and scare a lad for fear so that the paradigm will come up so I can track trap him and get a cop. That felt whatever. It was. It's very convoluted-y.
But it still felt like quite Batman.
He's doing some detective work. That's good.
I totally
that's
think
good.
That break the wall. That's a. I'm just gonna get note of file that. Don't worry. Things that didn't make sense.
I have literally just notes of this whole film because I was like, I can't. There is so much. Which we can go through if we'd like to. But I loved that scene in with Superman looking at Flash.
Yeah.
Grave robbing. That was all right.
That was pretty good.
That was very funny.
We just watched it. It should be fresh in your mind. Like, we're literally fresh out of the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I like anything? Oh, the one, like, Wonder Woman showing the backstory and seeing, like... Zeus and Hermes and shit.
That's another thing that just doesn't make sense.
That was kind of cool. I like that the humans buried it, like their box in a hole.
That's the best thing about this movie is that when they were like, "We got to bury the mother boxes," the Atlanteans are like, "We get a temple. Don't worry." The Amazonians like, "We're gonna put it in a safe place," and the humans like, "We'll just fucking bury it.
We'll just dig a hole." It's not even that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's
a hole.
Not even like 6 foot. It's like.
A fucking fox could have dug it up.
You can almost like after, like, because that was 5,000 years ago, it would just be not buried anymore.
Yeah.
But was it that they uncovered it?
What else did I like? Flash having to eat.
Yeah.
But then, like, only that one scene he wasn't shown eating other times. That was annoying. But I like that he was like, I have to
eat. They addressed it because it's something we've brought up before.
Yeah, that was good.
Gotta be other stuff. I mean, maybe not.
It's just a lot of gripes I've got.
How did you feel about
Ooh.
Aquaman? It was satisfying to see Aquaman just neck that whiskey.
I thought that was more stupid.
I mean, it's also
right.
good because that's a shot out. That's like they filmed that scene for Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
One icky thump by the White Stripes just starts playing out of nowhere. And we watched all the credits because there's end credit scenes. And there was 6 songs in that movie. Why did they waste it? Like, and that scene goes for about 4 seconds.
Every scene with solo Aquaman actually felt like something out of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it was kind of like, hey, let's reintroduce Aquaman again.
Yeah.
Have the music. And I was waiting for them to do the zoom in kind of thing and then just some stats about Aquaman, yeah. But it didn't happen. But also, it's a weird choice for Aquaman, like for a theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm just looking through my notes. Mm-mm.
That might be it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right. That was the very best scene of the movie was Superman's eye having a twitch. That was great.
Oh, actually, you know what I liked?
Hmm?
Bloody in the final fight, which look is not good, is quite bad. But when Superman comes back, because then Superman does a lot of Superman-y stuff, and that's the type of Supermaning that we have not seen in this universe before.
Yeah.
Superman being like, "You're all tough. You got this. I'm going to go save people for a second and I'll be back."
True. That was all right.
Yeah. He used his powers in a way that made sense.
Yeah.
Was this the first time we saw freeze breath?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that Superman has used freeze breath that to his knowledge has? This is a thing that doesn't make sense, Colm, because I'm like, I know I'm sorry. I'm jumping a few things here, but I'm like,
that's fair.
When did he know he could do that? After he died? Is that now a,
I like to
is that what happens when you die?
When he was hanging out with Lois in the cornfield, he sneezed and was like,
Lois. Hey, Lois, I couldn't do that last night. But yeah, that just was a bit weird. Like, great that it happened, but also like...
Look, a lot of the things that I liked about this movie were also things that don't make sense. Two categories kind of
I liked the opening, despite the fact that instantly my eyes are just like, Superman's lip. But like, that opening, it's like... I mean, it's an attempt at a retcon.
Yeah.
And look, I can see what you were going for.
They mentioned podcasts.
They did.
That's nice.
Like, it's for a podcast. So we
but
know
then
that
it's like,
we got a shout out.
But then it's kind of like they're done by 8-year-olds or 10-year-olds. So it feels more like a dick.
But we know that if we asked Superman to be on our podcast, he'd be like, it's all for a podcast.
But,
all right.
Actually, one thing sorry to keep jumping ahead.
Right.
So they ask Superman a question. What was it? What's the best thing about planet Earth? And he doesn't answer. So I'm like, that's very funny that he doesn't answer that. So of course, I'm thinking, of course, film 101. He's going to answer that at some point. At some point. You know, that's going to be a callback.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, the thing I love about like Earth, Lois, is something.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that you...
He doesn't answer. There's so many like smoking guns, like, you know, like so many just
Chekhov's guns.
Yeah, Chekhov's guns that are there that never get used.
Chekhov's just been leaving shit everywhere in this movie, like, and no one's been
Chekhov's bug spray for a bit. I was thinking, oh, of course, that little girl, she's got bug spray, and because these creatures feed on fear, hope is what's going to like cause them to die.
Yeah.
So she's going to spray them, kind of like it, you know, with the puffer. So,
oh, spoilers.
No, I don't know.
So kind of like with
oh,
that.
Oh, fuck. Spoilers for Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Spoiler.
They knew.
So with that, like, you know, hoping this, the bug spray would destroy the parademons, but it didn't. So I was just like, what? And like in the fist bump with Flash and Cyborg, like, oh, yeah, didn't quite work out. But I reckon they're going to come back together. Oh, no, you're setting.
Flash also calls it racially insensitive in the film.
He says it just says racially charged.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's weird.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's on you, Flash, I think. And maybe in the rewrite, be like, do we need that? Do we need to bring it
down? Well, no, that was definitely the rewrite. Like, that. It sounds like
that was some Whedon, you
reckon? Oh, Yossi boy. Wrote pretty much every single one of the
jokes. Quotes.
No, see, there's some you can tell are Zack Snyder-esque. But stuff like that is not. Also, the opening credits of this movie is just the Watchmen opening credits again.
But worse.
But like, worse because it's all,
they're not...
Superman went, so homelessness and racism happened.
And also, we think that David Bowie and Prince are aliens.
But that was a nice touch because people were saying that when Bowie died. That no one said that Prince was going back to space then. That's all right, because Prince is like... Like, I get it.
I don't know, because it was a Leonard Cohen cover, yeah?
Yeah, everybody knows, which is the theme song to True Detective Season 2. Don't open your film with that.
So it's got, like,
instantly get flashbacks.
Leonard Cohen had recently died. You then have, like, notions of, like, Prince and Bowie, and you're like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
that's weird.
What are you...
Well, Everybody Knows is an upsetting song, because it's just like, everybody knows heroes lose.
Mm. Yeah. But, like, yeah, it was very, like... Initially, I'm like, why is this angry man yelling at Muslims, and what does this have to do with Superman?
Yeah.
And what is this homeless man being there? I tried, and what is that to do about Superman?
What?
He tried what? And again, if this had been established in Man of Steel or BVS that somehow Superman had cured racism, then I'm like, I get it, weirdly, that you're now linking racism to the fact that Superman is no longer here.
Wouldn't this opening sequence have been a great way to introduce, in like a very subtle way, some villains that you don't have to draw attention to down the track, but you're like, Superman's gone, so all of the bad blokes think that they can do what the fuck they like.
Yeah.
Cameo City.
Yeah, you know what would have been good? Like, they did that with the Wonder Woman opening fight that has no consequence on the film, and in fact, totally disregards what Bruce Wayne says later in the film, being like, you retired. She clearly fucking didn't. She just stopped the bomb.
Yeah. She's out and about.
This is the problem with Wonder Woman and like they're having no sort of overarching person looking at this franchise. Because in the Wonder Woman film, she ends with being like, I'm going to be humanity's light. You know what I mean? And she's there fighting. Yet in BVS, she's like, I have retired. And then in this one, she was like, I still do it sneakily on the side in a full Amazonian armor.
Yeah.
But then somehow Bruce Wayne being like, I've never seen you before. Surely people did.
Well, I mean, Bruce Wayne's a pretty terrible Batman. And like just decision. I mean, like, he's no good at it. So maybe he just doesn't know.
It's just like, it just seems to me that they want their cake and to eat it too. You know what I mean? It's just like, make a fucking decision. Was Wonder Woman, like, did something tragic happen to Wonder Woman in World War One that made her hang up the lasso?
I read an interview with somebody recently who worked on either Wonder Woman or part of the DC EU at large. And they were like, yeah, that was a mistake. We shouldn't have said that Wonder Woman retired. Oops. Like, they just went out and were like, yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, well, it's
almost like that they weren't expecting Wonder Woman, the film, to do well.
Yeah. So,
but if they weren't expecting, why would they even include the end where they're like, I'm going to be humanity's light?
I don't know.
What?
Anyway, things you like.
Things you like,
Dusha, you can go next.
Did you finish?
I didn't even start.
Sorry. I think I kind of started because I said I liked the thing.
Yeah, it's yours.
You interrupted Jackson.
Took it. It's good.
Did I?
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
But that's fine. Just go.
I can't remember what I was saying. You go.
All right. I liked the opening Wonder Woman Themyscira sequence. It was all right.
Oh, is it with
the Amazonians. Yeah. I didn't like that the armor had suddenly become more skimpy. That was a shame. But I liked that they were like, the queen of the Amazons was like, fuck it, lock him in there. That's good.
Yeah, that was cool.
She's like, I'm willing to make that sacrifice because that's what it's all about. I'll make that sacrifice so that Steppenwolf doesn't... That was sick.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the place had a big hole in the roof. So it's also a thing that doesn't make sense. But it was a good scene.
It wasn't a hole, like, because I was watching for it this time. It was... It's worse because it's kind of... Clearly, it's natural sunlight. So it looks like a giant glass ceiling. So,
God damn.
So it's not quite an open hole. It's
that's
just
a crying joke. Anyway.
But yeah, that was cool. And all the Amazonians there, their whole fucking job was just like slam
those... Yeah, that was a cool scene.
Those wooden things so they would shut. That was cool. And they were all prepared. You're like, fuck yes, I love these Amazonians. Yeah, I want more of this.
They know what they're doing, and that's cool. They had a contingency plan, which is much more than could be said for the Atlanteans, who were just like, fuck.
We have two guys.
We have like four guards. The Amazons are like, we got a fucking whole system set up. They're like, we got four guys in Marrow.
That's fine.
What else did I like?
It's hard.
It's very hard.
Did you like... People like The Flash. Did you like The Flash?
The Flash... Look, you know me as a man who doesn't like quips.
Buddy...
I was dead by the end of this movie. Zammit turned over to look at me and I was just a skeleton. And Zammit said, what happened? And my skeleton face clacked and clambered and was like, quips! And Zammit had to put me in a bin at the theater. Every time The Flash opened his mouth, I wished I was dead. Like, I couldn't stand it.
Oh.
Every line was like, they were like, and Ezra, like, in the script, it was like, Cyborg, line, Superman, line, Ezra Miller, joke, just you make up the joke. Like, it just said, make up a joke here, Ezra Miller, and he just had to fucking...
He was like, brunch, I just don't get it. You line up for an hour to have lunch.
It just sounded like he was attempting, like working out his stand-up. Not even like he was doing it on stage. Like, he was in front of the mirror being like, what's funny? Brunch. I could do a thing on brunch, maybe.
People line up for an hour. I mean, I could just...
I feel like there's something there.
Because, like, when you make fun of brunch, that's... No one's complaining that brunch is lining up for too long. Like, I can get a brunch without lining up.
Yeah, that's not even a thing.
The thing is, it's just... What's he can... Is he thinking about restaurants? Busy, popular restaurants.
Is he mad at queues or brunch?
He should be mad at queues.
Yeah.
Seems like he's either mad at queues or poor service that takes
an
hour.
And he should. If he's going to be angry about brunch, he should be like, I'm a man with a lot of time. I want to eat breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too, and because like he has to eat a lot, which is established in the same scene.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably could have done something with that.
Something there. Look, I'm eating a lot or like, I don't know.
I'm not a funny man, so I don't know how
it's
I
hard
can
to
help
do
them.
Jokes.
Something about waiting lines. You guys are lined up.
Just
for
like,
yeah. Shit
or
like
just
that.
Even a joke. You could, you know what? You combine the fact that he needs to eat a lot and that joke and reveal it at the same time. Save yourself a scene.
Yeah.
Because
there's
no reason for him to be outside except to say, I have to eat this pizza because moving fast makes me hungry.
And then, yeah, they're into the car and what's your power? I'm rich. Ha ha ha, eggs.
That's, you know what's good about that? Batman's now Iron Man. They
you know what's
have the
great about that?
Lines.
That's a joke I've never heard before. I don't think anybody's ever made the very hilarious point that Batman has no powers but has a lot of money.
I know.
That's fuck, that's good stuff. Yes, every time The Flash said anything, it was just awful. What? Join the Avengers. Yes. That's just leave it at that. And he can be like, Batman can be like, oh, and he can be like, yeah, I'm in.
Justice League, Jack, you said the Avengers.
Whatever. It's all the same.
Marvel do pay for us.
Superman's doing shit.
What about Aquaman? People like Aquaman.
I like the idea of Aquaman. Imagine if Aquaman had a Norwegian accent and he'd been like, this is the town that I grew up in, so I just protect that town. He hadn't been like, whatever he was meant to be. A rock and roll fish man.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, when he was like flying through the water, it looked really stupid. It kind of looked like he was being propelled by farting.
It did.
Like, but did anyone else think that? Or just me? Because he was going, he wasn't moving.
He was just...
He was very still going in a straight line and lots of bubbles.
Every time I see any scene...
reminded me less of farting and more of the famous ending of the SpongeBob SquarePants film featuring David Hasselhoff. Right.
Yeah, yeah. See, every time I see Aquaman in any of the scenes in the Justice League movie, I can't help but be like, how is that Aquaman movie gonna look good? How could they ever make... They clearly struggled to do any of the scenes underwater in any, like, feasible way. How is an entire fucking 2 hours, because let's be honest, it'll be 2 hours.
Well, at least. Justice League was 2 hours and again, felt like it
went for all of my life.
Talk about things that don't make sense. So... As a fish man, just I'm gonna put this out with it. There's relevance. There's relevance. So as a fish man, and you live underwater, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'd be more comfortable underwater, sure. And I'm assuming your whole society, because you are fish people, you'd be able to communicate underwater. And so after a big fight where you're injured, you'd like to kind of be in a familiar kind of place, something you're comfortable with.
Mm.
Yeah. So why does like Mera open up like an air bubble to talk to Aquaman and herself? Like,
my assumption was privacy, but that doesn't really make
everyone
sense.
Everyone else is dead.
Yeah.
So like,
I mean, Aquaman's half human, so is the implication of this movie that he can't talk underwater? Because that's pretty funny. Because someone's like, I've got no idea. Poof. Please make an air bubble.
Yeah. But like, again, I just don't understand the internal logic of this film, and I don't understand some of the internal logic of the Atlanteans.
I fucking love that this clearly means that the Aquaman movie can't be an origin movie, and it needs to be an origin movie.
I don't know. I think DCEU are in such a, I mean, this has been said so many times before, but they're in such a rush to match what Marvel are doing that they're like, what's that? Marvel already have their Avengers film. We all got to make sure we get our Justice League film, so fuck all the origin stories. And you're like, I'm not a fan of origin stories. I think they've been done to death. But like, at sometimes you're like, no, you kind of need something.
I think the reason the origin stories have been done to death, like, I don't want to see another Spider-Man origin movie, but
I don't know.
What
think
comes
about
with
it?
Great power? Spiders. But I just would, because like, okay, guys, can you tell me the origin of Aquaman?
He's
His dad lives on a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And fell in love or banged a...
I thought you were
going to
say fell in the sea.
Fell in the sea.
Did a cum as he landed.
Did a big cum. There was a mermaid there. Whoop. She was like, oh my gosh, I want this. She laid some eggs.
Yep.
The semen just kind of floated down, landed.
Gently landed.
The semen.
Yep.
Best joke I'm ever going to make.
The mermaid came back and was like, with her like merman lover, and was like, I need you to fertilize this. Oh, boy.
There's already a boy growing.
And then hilarity ensued.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, no, point proven, Simon. Don't need that origin story. Fuck it off, I guess.
It's funny just to imagine that origin on a poster, though. Lightkeeper did a big cum in the sea.
Sea man had a semen.
And now his son is Aquaman.
I really like to imagine it just says Aquaman and then it says find out what cum can become.
See what a semen can really become, but spelled C-U-M. If someone could make a poster of that, please.
I'd be very happy.
We don't usually call out for fan art. And honestly, if we've still got people listening at this point to this episode, on you. But yeah, what happened? Find out what. Fuck, I can't remember what I said.
What happens to a semen? No, semen become?
What can a semen truly become? C-U-M.
That'd be perfect.
Amazing.
Aquaman.
Yeah, and then again, like, coming in 2018.
With my man!
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Aquaman, though, he just felt like a dumb jock.
Yeah, and like, because I'm such a DC fanboy, all of these characters are really rich with, like, story potential, and they're flawed, and they're interesting. Aquaman's great because Aquaman is like, well, it sounds stupid, but he's like, I'm not a man of the sea or the land. And that's kind of a really fun thing to explore, where he's like, I'm completely separate from the two places where I should be welcomed.
And he mentions that. Like, he mentions sort of not being part of one or the other, and there is this kind of, like, he mentions him not belonging, and it's kind of like, please, let's kind of pull this thread. But he kind of acts like a child doing a tantrum at times.
Yeah.
And you're like, I would expect this from a teen.
I forgot. This might be my most hated scene in the film because it's just aggravatingly stupid because they didn't need it. How he's like, he opens up to the team and then Bruce Wayne's like, hang on a second. And it turns out he's sitting on the lasso of truth or whatever the fuck it's called. That was infuriating.
Yep. Yeah. No, oh, can we just talk about
why did Wonder Woman leave that lying around?
She drops her sword at one point in a fight in the sewers, and I'm just like, where did that sword go?
Like, also, it's like, when
she jumps off a cliff to get it.
When was that sword made that it was important?
Because
that's not the same sword from the Wonder Woman film.
And also, it turns out that there wasn't a sacred sword, it was her.
Yeah,
remember, that's right.
Because so like how Thor is actually his hammer, yeah. Wonder Woman is actually her sword.
Yeah, so like why was she like, oh shit, I gotta
spoilers
get my sword.
Spoilers for Thor Ragnarok. Yeah.
But why was she so...
I don't know.
But I also like, hated that fucking scene, dude. Yeah. Sorry, with that lasso, please. Because you're like, do we really need more people sexualizing Wonder Woman?
Yep.
Because there was a lot of that in this film and it made me kind of uncomfortable.
It's weird that this film positioned Wonder Woman as like King Babe of the Justice League, but also everyone's mom.
Yeah,
that's a real good job getting like the two don't... gender stereotypes and being like, and our girl character will be all.
Yeah, because it kind of like every kind of I there's so just many gratuitous ass shots.
Yeah,
and it's ridiculous to the point where you actually just see cheeks at one point, and then you got Flash lying on top of her with his head on her titties, and then acting all like coy that he did it. And then you've got Aquaman being like, I want to fucking finger you good. And you're like, why?
Direct
why
that,
was
yeah.
this needed?
That was a weird quote.
As he swigs a fucking bottle of whiskey.
Took me out of the film
a bit. Yeah.
I was like, geez, steady on.
So, and then you've basically got like...
Bruce Wayne. Like actually,
fucking Alfred being like, oh, I'm glad someone's going on a date. No, she's meeting a fucking cyborg man, you piece of shit.
Oh, I forgot Cyborg was in this movie.
He's easy to forget.
Yeah.
Brooding Plot Device is his new name.
Yeah.
Please tell me, Adam pointed this out.
Yeah.
Can you name one line that Cyborg did that wasn't exposition?
Oh, my God. Wait. When the grave digging scene.
Yeah, that's
right.
He has
a conversation there that isn't, because Flash is doing the exposition.
Nah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Also, he does say booyah at the end, and that's not an exposition. Booyah. That's just an exclamation.
That's from fuck. That's from Deal or No Deal. That's a good Australian reference.
Are there any more things I liked in this movie? No. I liked that they gave, and like, not like because it's good, just like because it's funny. I like the amount of stuff they gave with no mother boxes and boom tubes. Did you know that the tubes they go down are called boom tubes, Dusha? Because they're called boom tubes.
I did know that, and it's something that's real good. And also, Steppenwolf. Also, it's fuck. Steppenwolf, but yeah. They say Steppenwolf at least once. did you just poke yourself in the eye?
No, I wish. Like... How much did this film feel like when they were writing it? They were like, all right, so we're having a unique new rule for writing this movie.
No one's allowed to talk to each other until the movie's
done. One's allowed to talk to each other and you can't say no. Someone's like, I've got this great scene for Aquaman, right? Where he kind of gives a bit of backstory about himself and where he feels like he fits in the world. And someone's like, what if he says Wonder Woman's a babe? And someone's like, well, we can't say no. Yes. What if he's sitting in the last two? That's funny. All right, kind of takes away the punch of yeah, but we can't say no. Sure.
Batman v Superman felt like that too. Mm. Or actually,
maybe that's just the DC writing rule. No nose.
That's Man of Steel was too many nose.
Yeah. No nose.
No nose. No nose.
Oh, fuck. No nose is so funny. I just imagine it, like, written in a little piece of paper on the wall. Like, I don't know, someone's like, what if Batman, the parademon explodes into three boxes?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
And he just no nose.
It's funny because they picked Everybody Knows as the theme song. I hope that they thought that it was spelled N-O.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows in brackets, no nose.
No nose. But no, that's the end of things I like.
I liked the last scene in the end credits because it was good to see my boy... Lex Luthor back being fucking weird.
That was great. They have a league. What if we made a league?
Hey, Deathstroke, welcome to my boat. I broke out of Arkham. For some reason, I'm in Arkham. Yeah. Oh, Batman arrested him. That makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't even think about
that. But that's not how... No.
If but I was in Gotham.
Yes, right.
But Arkham is for the criminally insane.
And it's an insane asylum. And two, the person who arrests you doesn't dictate the prison you go to.
Should he have gone to, basically white-collar crime?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He should be in a minimum security prison. Well, he made Doomsday, so it's probably reckless endangerment.
Then he shouldn't be in Arkham. Then he should be in a military prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was war crimes. He committed war crimes.
But well, Batman's the one who put him away. So Batman gets to choose.
Yeah, I guess that's the justice system.
That worked
system
well because clearly
Gotham. There
was a Joker interference.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Deathstroke was there.
It's funny that does that mean Suicide Squad happens and fucking Lex is just like, what's going on out there?
Yeah, actually, that's. I mean, you wouldn't. Imagine that reveal, though, being like, yeah, Lex Luthor's part of the Suicide Squad.
That would be amazing.
Squad.
Like, if the... Fuck. Rather than, like, bloody Deathstroke, it had been, like, a Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I would have been like, you know what? Fine. I'll accept this.
Imagine if it was Harley Quinn. People would have bloody did a cum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I worked. Mm. So, I mean, this episode's going up today, presumably. So, I worked last night, which was the opening Saturday of Justice League. Opening Sunday of Justice League. And people screamed in the cinema when they saw Deathstroke.
Well, this is a movie that I've seen. Because, you know, like people message me and stuff. And people are like, this movie wasn't bad, but like was a lot better than the others. That's amazing. Mm. That's an amazing opinion to have.
Yeah, because it has exactly the same problems as Suicide. It and Suicide Squad are made from the same mold. There is way too much studio interference. The two
They're
directors
overcorrecting.
Is very obvious. They're overcorrecting. So, like, obviously they added heaps more Wonder Woman into this.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't make sense.
No, I'm almost certain that... I'd be surprised if they were going to resurrect Superman in this film.
They weren't going to?
I'd be surprised if
it was going to be a two-parter. So I think the original idea was Superman comes back and that's a bigger deal.
Yeah, and I reckon he wouldn't
have ended with that fight.
I reckon he wouldn't have turned good in this film.
No, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I reckon it might have been all them just punching the shit out of Superman.
Batman v Superman 2.
Yeah, the JL v Superman. Yeah.
Dusk of Justice.
Yeah. Yes. Duskus. Discus.
Discus. 1996 Olympic world champion of discus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Amazonians are like, discus, we can do this. We remember the Olympics. That was great.
That's when all those nude men wrestled.
Yeah. And then we get 2 hours of nude wrestling.
I just don't.
What else did you like? What else did you like? Come on.
So I have to pick one more thing.
Yeah, at least one.
Or if not, then I guess that was it.
Not much. I reckon I can dig. I like that. Yeah, I already said that I like Superman in it, but I liked that him and Flash had a race to save people. I liked that him and Flash had a race.
All right.
I liked how wrong Flash looked at running.
He looked so wrong.
I like that they were like, we would love to do the slow-mo thing, but clearly age of a... No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The sword scene is almost exactly the same as Quicksilver's scene from any of the X-Men films, but worse. But
yeah, I like there are several scenes in this film where you're like, oh, X-Men did this better. Yep. Oh, The Matrix did this better back in 1999.
There is two separate scenes where someone dodges a bullet that wasn't going to hit them.
Yeah, that's true.
Superman does it and Wonder Woman does it. There's two points where they're just like, no.
Actually, one of my favorite scenes. So it's Wonder Woman in a cave and she's talking to a computer.
Yeah.
And the computer pops up. So I'm like, I'm a studio exec and I'm like, sick. All right, cool. You're like a year 10 graphics student.
Hey, how
and
you doing?
I'm like, all right, so I need you to come up with like a script, a font, basically some design for a computer talking to a person.
Cool.
I need this done pretty much in an hour and a half.
All right.
Now, what design choice do you? What color do you go with?
Yeah.
And what font do you go with?
Well, I guess I'm terrible at my job, even though I'm in year 10 and should somehow know better. And I'm going to say a black background, white writing.
Yes.
Times New fucking Roman.
Size 14 font, baby. Centered, though.
Centered. Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
It's like the execs like, we're not impressed. And then the year 10 just like scrolled up and clicked centered. They're like,
but what's
he's
even better?
Fucking
is,
done it.
Was it Times New Roman or was it Arial?
I was trying
to like work that out today because I'm like, it's a default font.
I think it's Arial.
All right, but imagine that scene in universe. You're a cyborg and you're like, I'm chatting to Wonder Woman. How am I going to do it? Not. So he chose a black background and white Arial.
You know what else is good? Why? Okay, if font comes up on your computer and it's talking to you, why do people in movies just assume that they can just talk to the screen?
Also, another point. Where was the... Does that mean that he had bugged the Batcave? Or are there microphones fucking everywhere in the Batcave?
No, that's a good point. I'm going to assume microphones everywhere the same reason that for some reason there's security cameras everywhere in the Batcave.
Yeah, they don't... Security cameras don't necessarily record sound. In fact,
most
don't.
Of them don't.
So I'm like, he's reading lips? Often. Is he reading lips good?
You know what I actually did like in this movie? Right? And maybe
a computer would have a microphone built in, surely.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Would it?
Alfred uses a microphone all the time.
Yeah, probably would.
It might have sounded real distant because she wasn't talking until
she didn't know where it was. It was still a weird assumption of hers.
No, a scene I didn't hate in this movie, or not even a scene, a bit of a scene,
Batman's weird walking tank.
Oh, the Nightcrawler?
That was very, like, later days Batman, when he's an old man and he's like, I'm no good anymore. I need, like, a big machine to help me out. That was cool.
What did he use it for?
Well, I think, assume it was just like, it doesn't make sense because later he just does it as him. But I liked it as like a, I have to level the playing field because I'm just a dude.
Mm.
But it wasn't that, but that's what I thought it was going to be. But then later on, he just like grappling hooks everywhere. But if he'd been like, clearly, like, I don't know, in the comics all the time, he's like, I'm an old man and dying, so I've built a suit of armor, like an Iron Man suit that I can kick around in. I thought it was going to be like that.
No, it wasn't, though.
It wasn't.
In fact, it was, I didn't like that scene that it first gets called out because it's really slow and the fight is pretty far away from the back end. But by the time it gets there, it's going to be done.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, where did it start?
I don't. The back cave, but then they had to get to the Steppenwolf sewer.
Fighting in the sewer. I don't remember why. I genuinely don't remember.
Climbing up.
Yep. Well, out of the Batcave, presumably.
Was that? Is that the
Bat? Does that mean it has to walk through the street?
But no. I thought it was in the bottom of, like, where they were. But, like, where was it there?
Wasn't it in the... I just assumed it was the Batcave.
I assumed it was in the bottom of, like...
No, wait. No. Do you remember, wasn't the fight where they dropped the mother box in the goo?
No.
What were they doing in the sewer?
This was like when they first fight Steppenwolf.
Yeah, but why are they in the sewer?
Because Steppenwolf is in the sewer for
some
reason.
Why is he in the sewer?
Because he had kidnapped a bunch of lads.
Oh, he's kidnapping StarCorp.
So they're under StarCorp, so they're under the big... So they're in Metropolis.
No,
yeah,
under
are.
Gotham Harbor.
Oh, yeah, it's underneath Gotham
Harbor. Is on... Metropolis is on the other side of Gotham Harbor.
Don't you remember? Mid-City is
in
the...
It's a big bay.
Yeah,
and Mid-City's in the middle.
Yeah, of course. No, because they were under Star Labs, and Star Labs, they say in the film, is where Zod's body is and shit.
Yeah, because, again, we have to use the same...
Yeah, yeah. So they were under that, so that means that to get from the Batcave in Gotham, that had to go... That just doesn't make sense. I mean, that's...
I found another thing I don't like about this film. Or things that don't make sense.
All right, things we didn't like. Things we didn't like.
The pacing, the acting, the script.
The lighting.
The editing.
Yeah.
Oof.
Basically, like, just go to your like year 12 media thing and find components of a film.
Yeah.
Tick them.
Them. There's like a, like, I'm just going to go through some of my notes.
Please.
Because like, that'll cover a lot of ground.
Oh, wait, hang on. There is one thing I like.
Yeah.
I think the casting was pretty spot on.
Oof.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Not for Flash.
Why?
No, that's very Flash.
Hmm?
That's pretty good for Flash.
Yeah, like and they needed that because they can't have like another, especially by having Cyborg as like a key. Otherwise, we'd have a Justice League is comprised of Wonder Woman and Batman, both who are leaders, but for some reason, that's another thing I reckon they added into the film because they keep saying that Wonder Woman should be the leader.
But she's just
not. But they never address it.
Yeah.
Like it's just a thing that keeps being said. I reckon those dialogues were added. Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
It's almost like I wrote the script for this film. And then you've got two guys that were dead and no longer dead, but then you'd also have three jocks.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't know. I didn't like Ezra Miller's performance.
I didn't like that he played it like he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that kind of tries to be jokey but not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has no social cues.
But I put that down to script rather than Ezra Miller.
His eyes were stressful because every time he said something, he like looked around the entire room and the camera didn't cut.
It's kind of like, again, a comedian doing a bad joke and then looking around.
Kind of like you're looking at the director and the director's just like, shrug, I don't know.
Jack, you're more familiar with The Flash.
Yeah.
So is he like a Peter Parker kind of character?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I kind of don't really like The Flash, but yeah, he's sort of got that like, that kind of Peter Parker, like just like a young guy. But then also like it gets all goofy with like, Speed Force and time travel and shit. But yeah, basically, that's kind of who The Flash is. He's the jokester. He's the goofy one of the gang.
Okay. No, that was all right. I think...
Don't get me wrong. Ezra Miller was bad. But like that's kind of spot on.
I think Ben Affleck as Batman was always a good choice. Mm. I'm a big fan of Batfleck. But like you clearly see he was looking for an exit in every shot he was in.
Yeah.
Being like, I don't want to be here. Gal Gadot, I'm still not entirely sure like... Like she's winning me over more and more, like film she does. Like, because I can look at this versus Wonder Woman, I'm like, okay, so I guess a very good, competent director for Wonder Woman did a really good performance. This one, you're like,
yeah,
not great.
She actually dresses very, very similar to how she dresses in Fast and the Furious when she's in her casual clothes in this. So
that's funny.
Mm.
Same person?
I'm expecting a crossover.
Yeah. Like, at this point, like,
sure.
The Fast and the Furious films, their superpower is driving cars, yes.
Watching this movie, I kept thinking that this movie seems like it's aimed at the kind of audience that people think the Fast and the Furious franchise is aimed at. Do you know what I mean? People say Fast and the Furious, and you imagine people who are like, fuck yeah, there's a fight happening. Oh my god. But actually the Fast and the Furious franchise is like amazing. It's
are aimed at one, like they keep accidentally making $1 billion even though they're making a film for one person, and that one person is Joel Dusha.
Exactly.
I'm gonna pitch you a film. Uh-huh. All right.
I'm listening. I'm already in.
Yes.
Imagine a bunch of guys. Done. Now imagine them 8 times as muscly as you just imagined them.
Done.
Shave their heads.
All right.
They're so good at driving cars.
Uh-huh. Like,
now imagine these cars. They're so good at driving them, they can drive them out of buildings and into other buildings.
You've sold me.
Also, they fight a bit. They're all bald.
And imagine a complicated mythology has been built around these characters and the people they fight. And people, it's basically...
Nothing is more important to them than family also.
I'm in. Again, you sold me before you even began, but I'm in.
Vince Diesel. Vince Vaughn looks like...
You going to say Colosimo? I felt like you were going to say Vince Colosimo.
I think
Colosimo.
I was going to say Vince Vaughn, but I didn't mean that. I almost said it again. Vin Diesel, at this point, just looks like a bicep.
Yeah.
Like, his entire body is a bicep.
He's a muscle with arms and legs.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Dreamcasting Fast and Furious 9, Mark Wahlberg shaved head.
Oh, yes, please.
But if he fucking rocks up with hair, fire.
No. Get him offset. No, thank you. But no, like, overall casting I thought was good, but I felt some of it was not
great. I didn't again, love Cyborg.
I didn't like Cyborg, but I don't know if Cyborg
What's
was
not
even
to love?
There.
Literally, he's barely there.
Yeah, look.
J.K. Simmons as Gordon, I felt that was wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Lois Lane.
Who cares?
Like, please. She won an Academy Award, yeah. Amy Adams, like...
Yeah.
She was very good in Arrival.
So why
which is a film that people...
Why is she bad in this? Anyway.
Yet, like, Arrival's a film that everyone was like, fuck yeah, and everyone's like, wait, actually, it's bad. No. Actually, it's good. Shut up.
I've yet to see it. Not saying it.
All right, so some of the things. I was going to go through my list. Because it's also in chronological order as well, so hopefully it'll all make sense. So when it's just like, I don't believe, in the Wonder Woman fight, the guy's like, I don't believe it. And one woman's like, I'm a believer. In what? What was she responding to? Can someone ask me this? Also, when she slams her gauntlets together, there was hostages around. That's going to cause damage. Yeah.
She does it a lot. That's her go-to move in this film. But every single time she does it, it's like, she's like, oh, yeah.
And what's very frustrating is that in the Wonder Woman movie, it's like establishes that is a like, holy shit, look the fuck out move.
Especially an atomic bomb.
Yeah, when Superman comes back, she does it to him and literally nothing happens.
Nah, he stops her.
Yeah, great. That's,
he puts his
Superman,
hand in between his...
Superman is notoriously good against magic. That's a... It's not like the point of the Trinity in DC Comics is that they kind of rock, paper, scissors one another.
No. Shh.
That'd be ridiculous.
Again, the fight with on the rooftop with Batman, and he just name drops Alfred in front of a criminal. So that scene, because this guy, he's in Mindhunter, which is a Netflix series, which I fucking love. And he's one of the main characters.
Mate,
and I'm like,
this is a bloody episode of Plumbing the Death Star, not an ad for Netflix, am I right?
Anyway, watch Mindhunters. It's good.
This is a paid advertisement for Netflix. For sure.
And so that moment where he's like, the guy's like, what was that? Mm. And then kind of Batman doesn't really reply to him, or like he sort of semi does. I was like, oh, it was a setup by Batman, this whole thing. He works for Batman. He didn't. He was just a random criminal that he's happy to name drop Alfred to. What the fuck?
So, Batman says Alfred in front of a criminal.
Yep.
Aquaman calls Bruce Wayne Batman in front of a village.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think... Lois Lane calls Superman Clark in front of the police.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of that happening
in
this
story. If you just assume that this version of Batman is an incompetent Batman, it's kind of fine. Yeah. He's just no good at his job. Yep. So many things keep surprising him in this movie, and the good of Batman, surely, is that he's always prepared. Not in this film. This film, he's often underprepared.
There's also a plot line in this film that makes it seem like that Batman's going to get framed for the parademon stuff.
Ooh.
Like, literally goes nowhere.
Not at
they
all.
They bring it up in one scene, and they put a heaps of emphasis on the drawing of it and how it looks like Batman, and people are like, after 20 years, this world's gone crazy, and maybe he has too.
No.
But in the last film, he had gone crazy. He was branding people.
That's a lot. Yep.
What? Jake?
Yeah.
Fucking Commissioner Gordon, pay attention.
Yeah, it was...
Keep up.
Like, there's, and again, the parademon's already being there. And again, if we're going to look at, like, say, BVS, because, again, he had that dream of being in the future and there's parademons around. And he woke up like, whoa, what a nightmare I had. And then seeing those nightmare creatures, you're not telling me he would be a little bit freaked out? Because when has it ever been established that Batman was a seer?
It's kind of crazy that Batman is like, okay, I had this vision. Flash, hey, Flash, how you doing? Yeah, I had a vision of you. That's crazy. So I had this vision of Flash coming to me and showing me parademons and an evil Superman. And he's like, let's bring back Superman. Why would that be your plan?
Well, because I was chatting to someone about this, and they were saying that whole, you know, because Flash is like, Lois is the key or whatever. Is that like... when he was like, I got to bring the big guns out, Lois. Was that that moment? Was that the key?
No, how could that have... That just wouldn't make
because
any
sense. Because if Lois hadn't been there, would Superman kind of gone crazy?
They could have...
Is that what they were inferring?
They should have definitely put emphasis on
No, it wasn't. Because... Flashpoint... No, because... So, there's a version of the Superman Justice League world where Joker tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane.
Mm.
And that's where, like, Lois Lane is the key. That's what I assume. And I think it's got to do with The Flash as well. So I assume that's the storyline they were gonna do. But then maybe when they realized they couldn't do that, they did, like, Lois is now the key to bring Superman back
from his craziness. But also in that scene, Superman didn't know who Batman was.
Yeah.
Where he knows who Bruce Wayne is already.
Yeah.
So... Look, if they put that... No, they can't, because they just did parademons.
Yeah.
What the fuck? has anyone at DC seen the previous DC film before they make
that?
Zack Snyder made both.
No.
No. Also, when lining up in the queue to see Flash, see adult Flash, and he's like, draws the glasses on the mate, there's no lightning. There's no Speed Force going on.
Yeah, that's
true. Why is there no Speed Force? I just thought
there's a twitch. You see his hand.
Yeah, but there's no Speed Force. Like everything else he does, he's always like shooting off lightning, which I feel is dangerous to have him around. But anyway, apart from that, like just something I noticed of like why wasn't there just a bit of a anyway. I like that in people going for like, man, there's this mystery fire. On the TV, the news, like, fucking mystery fighter. This woman swearing at an alien for stealing her husband.
Oh, yeah, she threatens to anally probe an alien.
Yeah. Double bill. Like, that was classic Yoss there.
Yeah. Vintage.
Also, don't call your cameras Batcave. I just felt that would be silly.
Yeah, look, that was
someone is hacking into your system and they just notice, hey, these cameras, what's their name? Batcave. That seems...
Hey, that's Bruce Wayne.
That seems strange. Weird. Well, yeah.
What?
And, with Wonder Woman knowing most of this plot, why isn't she the driving force behind this film?
It's bizarre that she isn't.
That really should have been that whole
just because
thing
she's already got a connection to the mother boxes. You could have started with that light happening at the fucking museum and Wonder Woman being like, oh shit, I've got to get a whole bunch of people together, like I got the gods together, or like the Amazons got the gods together back in the day.
Yeah.
But these are the new gods. Yes. Of the world.
That'd
except be... Steppenwolf is a new god. So is Darkseid.
But also, speaking of old mate, I reckon they've abandoned Darkseid. There is not a single mention of
him. No, there is.
Yeah.
There is. They mention Apocalypse. I actually mention him by name.
Yeah.
They do say, like, he's Lord the Darkseid.
Yeah.
They do actually mention it.
He's coming, but they blew their load with Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Because how will Darkseid, what can he do that is a bigger threat than, you know what I mean?
Destroy the world.
Like what?
Well, I'm sure Deathstroke will be just as big as a threat.
He'll make a machine. They always make a machine. Yeah. In DC movies, it's always a machine is being made.
It's always a machine to make our Earth look like their Earth.
Everybody's trying to terraform
which
Earth.
Either means Earth is real good or real shit. I haven't quite decided yet.
I'm going to go with real shit. It's a garbage planet.
Because locations are good, but could be better.
All right.
Other thing, you know, so how Steppenwolf gets attacked by the parademons because they can smell his fear. Mm. So that means that Steppenwolf, in that moment, was actually literally more afraid than a whole family who are being terrorized by parademons for like a week.
Yeah.
Because his axe broke.
Yeah. So he was actually more scared took his axe bro than a 6-year-old seeing literal demons.
Also, who made that boom tube?
That's again
him.
Because Steppenwolf says he's been exiled. Yeah. He's like, I was exiled, so who controls the boom tube?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's a boom tube. Guess, Dusha, here's a fun game to play. Guess how you make a boom tube. Okay.
Mother boxes?
You need a mother box on either end.
But he had all three on one.
I sure did. Oh!
Is there a fourth one?
No, there's actually like 8 in the comics, and they are nebulous in power there as well. Nobody knows what they do. They're like a MacGuffin box. Mm.
Mother box is something that shouldn't be said out loud. Also, Steppenwolf speaks about it like it's his actual mother.
Yeah, he does. That's
I like that. That was
he calls it mother sometimes. Yeah.
It's just strange. That's just very strange.
Okay. Oh, also when Commissioner Gordon calls to Batman and then like everyone shows up. Do you reckon Gordon, and he just accepts that all with like no facial change. He's like, sick, there's more. If I was Gordon, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Who's she? Who's he? What? Metal lad?
Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang.
And in that scene that we've all seen from the trailer, how did they all vanish? None of them, Batman, is a stealthy character. So how did like Cyborg and Wonder Woman vanish?
Wonder Woman probably just jumped.
Yeah,
she was up.
She was in the sky. If they'd waited a little bit longer, did they all just land?
As soon as like Commissioner Gordon turned, did they all just look at each other, give each other like a knowing nod, and were like, "There we go."
The only person like, that could have actually disappeared in that time was Flash.
Or did Flash just grab everyone, move them, and then come back?
For like, oh, that's rude.
And then we're just missing a scene of like the three of them being like, what the fuck did you do? Why? I hadn't finished talking to the committee. It's going to look weird if we go back. Because I don't understand how that all happened.
Also, that's a reference basically... To like
Nolanverse?
Yeah, Nolan's Batman.
Yeah.
Because that was a running gag there that he kept disappearing. It's not actually a running gag in like the comics ever. So
same universe confirmed.
Well, I think that this Batman is like the Clooney Batman and Robin Batman purely because they keep talking about his past escapades as though they're really goofy.
Mm.
Alfred's like, oh, wasn't it nice when it was just exploding penguins, Batman? Can you imagine exploding penguins in this movie?
No.
So that means that this Batman's like past, he's like, I remember when I was fighting like goofy penguin and now
I like that the Batcave had a bat problem. Like there were actual bats there.
That's good.
That was good. Like a hassle because I'm sure they are
shit
full
on
of
the
rabies
machinery.
And shit everywhere.
Yeah.
But there was
bats
nice
are notorious for shitting.
Guano.
Yes. Harvest it. Also like when, again, in that under the Gotham Harbor and Aquaman just rocks up.
He knew where they were.
He knows where they were, but everyone...
Because he could talk to the ocean or something.
The fish were like, they're down here, bro.
Nah, but he can't talk to the fish. He talks to the ocean and uses currents or some shit.
But like no one else on the flip side, no one's like, what are you doing here? Everyone's like, yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Aquaman, we assumed you'd come eventually.
Because you're on the movie poster.
Yeah.
And when they're discussing Superman being resurrected... And Aquaman's like, you can't just bring someone back from the dead. They lose something. How does he know?
It's not even like a thing in the comics where like he brings back his dad or his mom.
But how does Aquaman? Has he done it before? Because that seems like now would be the time to divulge this information, Aquaman.
I have a theory.
Yes.
About Superman's resurrection and why it goes wrong. All right. So when Clark Kent's dead body gets lowered into the piss.
Yeah.
Did you notice sure. what else falls into the water?
The mother box?
No.
What?
It's a photo of Jonathan Kent.
Oh, yes.
A notorious bad bloke. So, I think what happens is the mother box combines the two, creates an evil Superman who then has to shake his...
Just like the 2000 Herbie the Love Bug movie.
Whoa.
Where we discover that Herbie was created by somebody making a car juice and then a portrait of his beloved falling in, and then an evil Kirby is made.
Herbie.
Herbie. Kirby. An evil Herbie is made by the similar process, but it's a photo of an evil, a bad bloke.
Oh.
So they're using Herbie the Love Bug rules.
That's
is that great. Herbie Fully Loaded?
No, it's the one before Herbie Fully Loaded.
The one with Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the bad bloke makes a bad Herbie because he's like, how did they make Herbie the first time? I got to make another Herbie. And they're like, well, he put in the car juice, something he loved very dearly. And then the bad bloke puts a picture of himself in because he loves himself and makes like a Herbie clone of him.
That's good.
That movie's fucking amazing.
Bruce Campbell is only in good things.
But so I guess the implication there yes. is that Superman was made by Herbie rules.
Yeah. And Jonathan Kent and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also in that scene, after he gets resurrected, because he's wearing a full suit,
mm-hmm.
and then he loses his jacket, his shirt, his tie, and his shoes, but he keeps on his pants.
Yeah.
He also loses his socks.
Didn't want his cock out, I guess.
Or anything like knees or shins. It just seemed odd that they didn't get blown away.
Yeah.
Like, either have tattered rags.
I assume he was like, hot. That's my theory.
And like, I know that they wanted a yes. shirt the Superman, but just put him in jocks.
Yeah.
Pants for the British listeners.
Dungarees.
Derps.
So you're confused because he said he kept his pants on, but yeah. he also kept his trousers on.
Yes.
We're back fresh from the UK with fresh hot lingo for you. He kept his trousers on, but in Australia he kept his pants on. But I wish he had just kept his underwear on in the UK, his pants. Now everyone's on the same page?
Yep.
In the Good. US, yeah, they call it jock straps. They don't. That's a different thing.
I like that Superman picked up his like head statue and threw it at Wonder Woman.
That's
that
good.
That was neat. But also, I'm mad at the city for not cleaning that up.
Superman died. No one's doing anything. Racism's back, didn't you hear?
Everybody knows. No knows.
No.
Also, did Wonder Woman know that Superman's name was Kal-El? Because she's really very much like, Kal-El, don't.
Maybe someone told her.
Yeah. Like, it just Which seems... is weird, because... Like, yeah. she's ancient, I get that. Yeah. But, like, Superman's not. He's only been on Earth for fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Also, Kryptonians, right? Are they notorious for being Superman? Like, as in, real powerful and
well,
strong?
Well, if you remember the start of Man of Steel...
Yeah.
When Russell Crowe is playing...
Yeah.
Basically Superman on Krypton.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have powers, but he kind of does.
So, like, when Steppenwolf is like, oh, a Kryptonian...
He's probably not expecting to get hit that hard, but he's expecting to get hit.
Wait, does he just say that when he sees... I guess he sees Superman's ass.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
and he's like, ah, hope.
Kryptonian for hope.
River, I get it.
Actually, that's... I like the opening... I think we said that already.
Yeah.
This episode's been going too long. So I'm going to wrap it up with one thing that I think didn't make sense, unless you've got a strong finish, because there's something we haven't touched
I'm
on.
I'm not even... Like, there's so much, too.
How long have we been going for?
Not a lot, an hour.
All right, keep going.
Yeah,
we can make this episode longer than the movie. Ooh. I reckon people will be into it.
So again, with the mother box, and so like, so okay, so you there's three mother boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know the villain has two, and you're like, shit, if he gets the last one, we're fucked. We've got the last one, sick. We're going to use it to resurrect our old mate.
Yeah.
We resurrect our old mate. It one goes flying, and so they're like, sick, it went flying. There's five of us. Should any of us look at the cube? Nah, let's all just go at Superman.
Leave it on a truck.
Leave it on a truck. It's fine.
That's the move.
And then you just, in one of like, I want to say the worst bit of editing I think I've seen in this film, which is surprising.
Yeah, yeah.
You just see a boom tube.
Bar is low.
Yeah. You just see a boom tube just kind of go behind a building. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Steppenwolf grabbed it. But how did, they don't know that he did, but I'm guessing he did. Also, like, why is Steppenwolf both a physical threat, but also sneaky? I don't understand the villain. Because if you're going to do, like, try and do one or the other. Like, the moment he gets the mother box and then he's like, whoop, off he goes. But he's shown to be very powerful. Like, at the start with the Amazonians, and he grabs the mother box and the boom tube's coming. It's like, well, why isn't he sitting there like, fuck it, I'll take you on. And just start having some havoc there. But instead, he doesn't. He needs to be very sneaky. And that whole thing where he's like, when I get the mother box, you're gonna love me? That didn't play into it.
No. Nope.
Parademons were once lads that weren't parademons. But, like, it's not really touched upon. It's kind of weird that they're all trying, basically killing people that were once not humans, but human-esque.
It's just sort of quite, like a lot of, it's another Chekhov's gun that just is left laying there for no good reason.
And again, it's a sort of like, at the very end, they were just going to stand around and watch their villain get eaten alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just stone fucking cold, man. Like, Christ almighty, you're meant to be Superman.
Well, look, they
like, all right, let's just stop that. Like, and again, we talk about villains getting killed or like whatever. It's like, I didn't shoot you, the gun shot you. It was fine. But it would have been nice for Superman to kind of take the higher road and try and save Steppenwolf at that thing. And then
Superman
kind of
killed Zod. Yeah, no Justice League character in this universe is like afraid of murder.
Speaking of.
And also, well, my last point, space plants. We now have space plants.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. Russia's space planty now.
So this is a foreign flora in our atmosphere and our bio.
I wonder if they're doing it to bring in Swamp Thing, maybe.
So that seems like
Swamp Thing Russian?
No. But it just seems like they kind of think, well, no, to be honest, I don't think they'll ever touch on it again. I'm fairly sure this is the last we'll see of Russia's space plants.
Also, and again, this movie makes BVS retroactively even worse. Because there's just so many things, like, in plot threads or whatever. Like, the whole dirt rising in Superman's grave, actually nothing.
Because Superman definitely dead.
Definitely dead.
So, like...
The dirt rising was, like, what, a truck going by? I don't... nothing.
Magnet, but for dirt.
There was also a conversation where he could have been, like, I wasn't actually dead. Yeah. Or I was, but it was, like, a Kryptonian coma thing. But no, he's just like, I was dead.
Yep. To be honest, though, if they were, like, Kryptonian coma, I'd be like, don't have him... That's so many ways you could bring him back. Yeah, also, but... like... Fucking Cyborg died and got brought back by a mother box, and now so did Superman, but Superman's fine, but Cyborg is not fine. That's not fair.
I just imagine you saying that to, like, they're in a line, you're like pointing them. Cyborg got brought back by a mother box. Look at him. He's not fine.
This is not okay.
Cyborg's like, sad.
Superman's doing great. Cyborg, whoa.
That's fucked. Have you looked in a mirror?
Man,
if you haven't, don't.
Oh, it's gross.
Why
did he look like... Why did he like... You know what would be good if we made him look like garbage? Moving garbage.
The strangest thing is that he'd be so easy to practical effect, to make a costume.
Yeah.
Like, that's not hard. Yeah. But instead they made him look like fucking tinfoil for some reason.
Yeah. Anyway, that's most of my gripes.
That's good. There's the gripe I wanted to end on. I remembered something else first. Because there's a big part that's like a DC fucking fanboy thing that we haven't mentioned at all yet. So I'll save that for last. Because it is... I get it, but also it's very fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But also, Wonder Woman moves fast enough in this film to stop a machine gun from firing a meter into a crowd. That makes her as fast as Superman and the Flash, my friend.
Sure does. The power scale in this film makes no sense.
Yep.
Everyone is as fast. Also, the whole thing being like, who's faster, Flash or Superman? Superman caught up to the Flash. We're already running. Yeah. It's Superman. Superman's faster.
It's been established.
There it is, right there. Also, again, when you had... it's again, talk about practical effects versus, like, CGI. You had Steppenwolf's helmet fall, and it just looked weightless, because it was, like, you could have got
drop a helmet.
Just drop a helmet. Surely that would have been easier.
Also, Steppenwolf's helmet, and it's funny, because it would have been a sheer coincidence, but that helmet looks very similar to the thing that causes Ragnarok in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, it did.
And it's almost exactly the same thing. You defeat him, he turns into a helmet.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't turn into a helmet. Steppenwolf just went home.
Yeah, and I guess threw his helmet in disgust.
Yeah,
actually, how did his helmet fall down? Did the boom... Hang on.
The people in Apocalypse are just going to see Steppenwolf's body eaten by parademons and be like, what happened?
Where's his hat?
Wait! He was exiled.
Yeah.
Where's he going?
That's my point. That's my fucking...
Where's he been? When he's not on Earth, where is he?
I don't know.
And he waited for Superman to be... Oh, yeah, that's how he knew about a Kryptonian. Because he waited for Superman to be dead before he came to Earth.
But what about like in the 80s when there wasn't a Superman?
Steven wasn't ready.
He needed extra 20, 30
years. Maybe he was waiting until Wonder Woman wasn't a thing?
But how old's Batman? He's 50 in this, yeah?
Well, it's confusing because like that means Alfred's... If we assume Batman's 50, Alfred has to be... Alfred is no older than 65 in this film, which means that...
He was a 15-year-old butler.
Yeah.
Batman's parents died when Batman was but a wee baby.
That's very funny.
Well, actually, no, because in this version, Batman, like, he's like a kid. He's like 5. But
how
still.
Old's Superman? Like 20?
Yeah.
25-ish. It's weird because he looks like a 35-year-old man. But
he does.
Lois Lane acts like... age scale is weird because Amy Adams looks her age.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as a diss. Like, she just looks like a lady that's like... She's not like early 20s.
No, no.
But it seems like they've written the character of Lois Lane to be early 20s because she keeps talking like she has like a wealth of experience, but then she's just like, but what would I know? I'm just a new journalist.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can we talk about her article at the end she writes? Because, boy, is it
news.
Shit.
It's just not news.
Like, I'd expect more from a Pulitzer winning.
It's a pleasant bit of prose.
Oh, God.
If I was Perry White, I'd be like, yep, this is great. What are you reporting on?
Fuck. About, like, Wonder Woman being like, yay, feminist movement. This being like, you know what's great? Let's have Wonder Woman not be able to do her job because she's sad her man's dead.
Yep.
Same thing with Wonder Woman. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She couldn't be on Wonder Woman because a man's gone.
Yeah, Steve Trevor died. She knew Steve Trevor
100 years ago.
But no, whatever. Can't.
He died 100 years ago.
I'm too sad.
100 years of mourning.
Yep.
100.
Yep.
Fuck.
Same thing.
Cunts
yep.
die of old age in that time. Yeah, 100 years.
Yep.
Every single human you made friends with is dead.
Yeah.
And you're still mourning about a fella you knew for a week.
Every human being you ever, like, you've... Wonder Woman, come on.
Jesus.
So, yeah, and same thing with Lois. Like, you can always, like, look, I get it, but, like, you don't have to fall apart completely.
Well, it's very funny that Wonder Woman's like, well, I mean, not Wonder Woman, Lois Lane's like, Superman died, so I'm just going to go back to writing fluff pieces. That's actually not your choice as like, a
hey, Perry White,
yeah,
I'm sad, so could you just pull me from the hard-hitting news article?
Yeah, Perry White's like, no, you're actually our best journalist. So.
You won awards. I don't know if you remember.
So either you just take some leave, which is absolutely an option.
100% okay.
Because, like, it's not like... It's like, it seems like this movie doesn't understand... Well, I mean, no DC movie knows what journalism is. But it seems like they're like... That's like if you're like, oh, yeah, no, look, normally I build, like... entire dining sets. That's my job. But I've been real sad, so I've just been scaling it back and just building, like, stools. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not actually a degree of, like... That's amazing. And that comes down to, like, because that's how in, like, any movie about the news, they'll often have, like, a character who's just starting out or not getting respected working on, like,
fluff pieces.
So, like, is that where they're getting their knowledge? Does this movie get its knowledge of the news from other movies?
Well, yes. It already gets its knowledge on Resurrection from Herbie. So
yeah, look.
Maybe.
It's got a rich pop culture history.
I just feel overall this film felt like it was in
before
basically 1994. Yes.
Yep. One thing that we haven't touched on, one thing that affects the entire DCEU that makes zero sense and is just totally fucked from one scene. 5,000 years ago when Steppenwolf was originally on Earth, and it says 5,000 years ago, fighting alongside the old gods and the Amazonians and the fucking Atlanteans.
And humans.
And humans, the tribe of man.
Who had swords and looked like King Arthur men, even though it was 5,000 years ago when we were...
It not just fucks up the DCEU, it fucks up humanity's history.
Yep.
Old mate Green Lantern was there, fighting alongside him.
Yep.
So that means 5,000 years ago, there was a Lantern Corps in charge of Earth.
Where cool. they go.
Why was he not there for the two times in the last 3 years? Where Earth is... Three times in the last 5 years where Earth wasn't fucking almost destroyed.
Well, no. I mean, if you include Wonder Woman, like...
Oh, yeah. 100 years ago. So Green Lantern wasn't in World War One.
Nah.
Green Lantern wasn't there when Earth almost got terraformed twice. And Green Lantern wasn't there when Earth got doomsdayed.
Nope.
And you know that in the Green Lantern film that's coming, Ben Simmer or whatever the fucking alien's name is who gives Green Lantern the ring, is going to come down and be like, there's been a lot of activity in this sector. So, like, what else were you doing? Was there worse activity on Mars at the time?
Also, like, I know you should probably answer for the DC, like, actual comics, but where were the Green Lanterns when fucking Krypton blew up?
I don't think it's... I don't know.
They probably didn't. Maybe there wasn't. Because the thing is, like, unless you see a Green Lantern, you can assume, like, we can reasonably assume that when Krypton blew up, maybe there wasn't a Lantern Corps assigned to them. But we know Earth has one. Yeah. We just fucking saw it.
Well, so what happened to all the other old gods?
Yeah.
That Wonder Woman.
We saw, like, yeah, Zeus. I think saw either Hades or Hermes. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, and Artemis, maybe as well. What?
Where'd they go?
Where are they?
But don't worry, guys, because after this film, you know how they've all been really joined together?
Yeah.
I say, like, yeah. Making a face that implies that every director hasn't actually seen the previous film. Even though one of the directors has made three of them.
Yep. Suicide Squad happens with this film.
Yeah. Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad are meant to happen pretty much one after another. What the fuck? Anyway,
Suicide Squad with fighting Steppenwolf?
Yeah.
Isn't that their job?
That's what the team's for
now.
Is that
what they were?
And, but yeah, they've announced that maybe going forward, the DCEU won't be so connected is what they've said, even though there is two post-credit scenes. Well, a post-credit scene in this that means that there should be a direct sequel to this film.
Yep. Where Lex Luthor's like, I noticed that the heroes have their own league. How do you're very lucky you're calling it a league, because that's not been an official statement of any variety. Maybe we should have a league. In the comics, that's called the League of Evil, or
is it the Doomed League of Evil or some shit?
It's very funny that you're like, yeah, look, let's cast ourselves like, as the bad guys.
Yeah. Like,
also, so far, he just has a, what's his face?
Deathstroke.
That's great. You bald, rich idiot. And Deathstroke. That's a league and a half, tell you what.
And all his hired goons, which...
Hero. Yeah, fuck, man. So what's Superman gonna do?
Superman's fucked.
He's in trouble now.
Look out.
Look out that this bald fucking idiot.
And his fucking grey mate.
And old mate Deathstroke. Oh, shit. Guns?
Fuck.
My only hope is that Gorilla Grodd, who's normally the leader of the league, gets involved.
Well, the Flash did mention he knows Gorilla Sign Language, so maybe.
Fingers crossed.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
What did we think of Justice League? We thought it was shit.
Absolute garbage.
3 out of 10.
Being pissed on by my own piss out of 10.
Sitting in piss out of 10.
Thinking you're into water sports, but actually not actually being in them, but realizing midstream out of 10.
Yeah.
If you liked this, we'll be doing another What Did We Think of That for Star Wars The Last Jedi. And if you really like a What Did You Think of That, come to Steel Wars Live after the midnight screening, where me and Jackson and Adam will be participating in Steel Wars Live for a live reaction to that at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Not yep. Zammit?
Not Zammit. Joel Zammit, unavailable.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Got a school.
If you really like this, is also a What Did We Think of That feed for Sanspence Plus members. Subscribe. There's a whole bunch of episodes about that. I review Breaking My Thumb.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Bye.
See ya.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, that film was garbage.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.